It's 17 minutes past six. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis. The Adani Carmichael coal mine is facing another roadblock in its six-year wait for approval. When it is built in Queensland Galilee Basin, Carmichael will be Australia's largest coal mine. You might remember back in August, the federal court set aside approval for the mine over the lack of consideration of two vulnerable species, a snake and a skink. The Environment Minister Greg Hunt then reapproved the project in October. Now, the Australian Conservation Foundation is challenging this reapproval in the federal court in an attempt to stop the mine going ahead on environmental grounds. A significant part of their case hinges on the argument that emissions caused by burning coal from the mine could contribute to climate change, which would harm the Great Barrier Reef. Kelly O'Shaughnessy is the CEO of the Australian Conservation Foundation, and she joins me now in the studio. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
We've got the double Kellys on tonight.
It's very popular.
Of course, deliberate. Now, Kelly, this challenge to the Carmichael coal mine comes in four parts. But the most interesting one relates to the effect burning coal from Adani's mine would have on climate change. Mm. Can you explain how this works legally, how you can make that case?
Yes, so first of all, this will be the biggest coal mine if it's built in Australia and one of the biggest in the world. So there's an enormous amount of climate pollution associated with it when the coal is burnt in the countries where it's been exported to, largely in India at the moment. If that will, not might, but will contribute to climate change, as we know that burning coal is the number one contributor to global warming, and the reef, the Great Barrier Reef, is terribly affected by climate change, warming waters, acidic waters. So we can draw a link between more coal, more greenhouse gas emissions, more global warming, and therefore an impact on the reef. The minister, our case is all about the minister under the environmental laws, national environment laws, is required to consider his World Heritage obligations when approving a development like a coal mine. And the World Heritage obligations on the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage area is that we must do everything to our utmost resources to conserve and preserve the values of the Great Barrier Reef for today and future generations. So we're arguing that that is not the case, and the minister hasn't appropriately considered the emissions coming from the coal mine and the impact that that will have on climate change, and therefore the impact it'll have on the reef.
Has a case like this been brought to a court in Australia before?
No, this is actually the first time ever that this particular, the World Heritage obligations have ever been tested in a court of law and how they link to our national environment law. So it's something that's never been tried, and if we are successful in winning the case, it will set strong precedent in Australia that when it comes to World Heritage areas, our governments need to consider climate implications as well as other implications on those environmental values.
I find that really interesting. So it's not just about the proximity to the Great Barrier Reef. It's actually about the emissions the mined coal would cause. But couldn't the same case be brought against any mine in the world and Australia?
Yeah, so that's a question someone asked me today, and I haven't had a chance to speak to our legal team yet to get a 100% answer, but I believe it would apply to any coal mine in Australia because that is an export mine. So there are other mines proposed in New South Wales, for example, because it doesn't really matter where the coal is burnt, it's going to produce emissions, pollution, and that's going to have an impact on the reef. So it's really saying that Australia has a responsibility for the product that it digs up and exports overseas. And in this case, it's coal, which is very dangerous. Even though it's being burnt in another country and the pollution is coming from there for another country, it's originally from our country. It's our coal, and we have a responsibility for what that does to the planet and to the reef.
Well, of course, that's what I was going to put to you next. I still can't quite get my head around that. Isn't it a global problem, though? How can you localise it like this?
So, yes, global warming is a global problem. Yeah. And every country in the world is producing pollution. Australia is producing much more per person than any other country in the world and in the developed world. So we're putting a lot more pollution up than others, and it's because of the way we produce our energy. When you add on the amount of pollution that's in our energy exports or our coal exports, the amount of pollution that we contribute in the world essentially doubles.
But that's not the case per capita, though, is it?
Per capita, we are the highest in the developed world, and we have about 1.5% of the global emissions in the world. But if you include the coal that we export, that doubles to about 3% of global emissions. That might sound not like much, but there are over 200 countries in the world, and we're producing 2-3% of that global pollution. We're producing way more than our fair share, and if we want a safe climate, I'm heading to Paris in 3 weeks. We are trying to get a deal to get emissions reduced to the level where we have global warming limited to 2 degrees or less. This particular coal mine and the coal field that will open up will blow that safety and that 2 degree target out of the water.
There are three other grounds included in the case. What are they?
Well, three of them are related to the climate impacts on the reef. And one, the minister hasn't looked at his World Heritage obligation, so that's one avenue. Two, he has said, although he has information in front of him about how much pollution will come from this mine, he hasn't actually measured that himself and determined what the impact might therefore be on the reef, and he's failed therefore to use the precautionary principle. So saying that it's too difficult is not good enough. You have to take precaution. If you don't know what the impact is going to be, you have to take the cautionary side, not the, well, let's throw to the wind side and build a new coal mine. And the third element is really about the fact that when you take coal to, say, India, and India burn that coal, then under international climate rules, you account that coal to India. But that's an irrelevant clause. Basically, it's an irrelevant clause to the minister's decision about what pollution will come from this mine, what will it do to global warming, and what impact will it have on the Great Barrier Reef. So there's three all around the reef and climate change. And the last one's around this gorgeous little finch, the black-throated finch. It lives in two places in the entire world, one right where the Carmichael mine is to be built, and that's its largest habitat and its largest population, and the other one's near Townsville. And the minister has been given advice from an advisory committee, a government advisory committee, that this mine, if it proceeds, will put that finch closer to extinction. So how could we possibly have environmental laws in this country where environment minister makes a decision to vastly pose risk on the reef and to this little finch that lives nowhere else?
If nothing else, this case is likely to delay the mine's development even further. Is that your real aim, to make it very difficult for Adani to pursue this mining? Is this a kind of case of trying to create a disruption?
So absolutely not. We're crystal clear that we want this mine stopped. It's really important to note this mine is part of what we call the Galilee Basin, a big part of Queensland that has a whole lot of other coal in it. So if this mine succeeds...
Of course, just to be clear, of course I know you'd like the mine to be stopped.
But in this situation...
But ultimately, do you really think your legal case is robust, given, you know, coal mines in Australia are a common occurrence? It's, as you say, it's an unprecedented case. We haven't seen one before. So ultimately, is your game plan, yes, you'd like it to stop, but
no, we want to stop it with this piece of legal action. But also, this is not the only thing we're doing, and many other environment groups are working. We're working with investors to say this is not, you're going to lose your money if you invest in coal in this day and age. Actually, this is not me saying, it's the World Bank, it's Jeffrey Sachs, it's leading experts are saying, don't put your money here. So we're doing that as well. But we think we've got a case that if we are successful, and we've got reasonable chances of being successful, we could set a precedent that means that climate and emissions need to be considered in every decision around a coal mine, which they currently don't, which is amazing, amazingly outrageous, really, in the era of climate change. So we want to stop this. We want to stop all new coal mines, and we want to slowly phase out. I emphasise slowly because people say we want to do it tomorrow.
But do you think the economy is really at a point where coal mining can be stopped without a devastating effect immediately?
Yeah, look, it's there's a lot more jobs in renewables. That's been shown many, many times over. And there's a lot of people who say that coal mines make great jobs for machines, big machines that move big things around. So there's a lot of jobs in that. And Australia does need to develop a very strong export industry that's not associated with coal. But if we don't start saying we've got a problem, let's develop a plan for a better future, for a fossil-free future, then we're going to be having this argument in 20 years' time. The rest of the world's not going to be buying this coal. So the reality is that this is not a good economic decision for Australia. These jobs aren't really ever going to come into fruition because no one wants to buy the coal from this coal mine. India has said they don't want it. And a lot of banks around the world, over 10, have said we're not going to invest in it. So it's a bit dismaying why we have to take this legal action in the first place, because the coal should never be built because it's not economically viable. But it's been approved, and we have a responsibility to the Australian community to actually stand up against this mine because it's devastating environmental impacts.
Kelly, it's a very interesting case, as you say. It could set a precedent if you are successful. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
And that's Kelly O'Shaughnessy. She's the CEO of the Australian Conservation Foundation. What do you make of this case? What is your view on this coal mine? We've heard the government's view that it should go ahead, that it's about helping the developing world. 0418 226 576. That's our number here at RN Drive. I'd love to hear from you. You can also tweet us at RN Drive.